Welcome to Glimpses of Calvary, and thank you for joining us. Glimpses of Calvary is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church in Findlay, Ohio. Join us now as our pastor, Gordon Dixon, opens the Word of God to us.
You take your Bibles once again and turn back to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. We learn, first of all, about the glory of God, the true God of prophecy, the God of heaven, the God of earth, the God who sent His own Son to this earth to die for the sins of mankind. We learned about the rebellion of man, that awful crucifixion, when they crucified Jesus Christ upon that cross. The A is also very interesting to us. Look, if you will, in verse 35. Verse 35, are these indeed enemies? Well, look what he says in verse 35. Until I make thy foes thy footstool. Folks, please do not miss what I'm saying here today. You know what the Bible is showing every one of us? It is showing us that those who have not accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, those who are not reconciled to God, are enemies of God. You are a foe of the Holy God. And the Lord says in this passage, here's the plan. The plan is God the Father is going to bring you into submission and use even you and your ways as His footstool, because in the end of all things, God is going to win. God is going to be gloriously exalted. Now, I don't know what that does for you, but here's what it does for me. I don't want to be an enemy of God. I don't want to be one of those of whom that speaks. You see, folks, that's the A. It's the awful penalty for that rebellion. The G is for the glory of God. The R for the rebellion of man. The A is the awful penalty of that rebellion, with the result that you see in verse 39, the promise is unto you and unto your children and to all that are afar off. What was it? What was it that made mankind an enemy of God? What was it that made them afar off, that separated them? Here's what. It was sin. It was sin. The sinfulness of sin. Until you and I recognize that we are separated from our God, that we are afar off from Him, actually His enemies, His foes. Until we recognize that, what need is there of being reconciled to Him? As I said a few moments ago, this is bad news. Very bad news. Who in this room, who that you know, would say, I'm an enemy of God? And be prepared to take the full consequences of that rebellion upon Him. You say, Pastor, is there any good news here? Yes, there's good news. It's the C. The letter C is the one that I believe you are very familiar with, and that is Christ paid the penalty. Christ paid the penalty. Look what it says in verse 37. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. Just for a moment here, I need to stop the message. I want to ask you something. When you hear a presentation like this, have you ever been pricked in your heart? That is, have you ever sensed the convicting work of the Spirit of God in your heart and in your life when you heard a message like this one? Ladies and gentlemen, that is one of the most important questions anybody's ever going to ask you. One of the most important questions that you and I need to grapple with is, does this have any meaning to me? Do I know the significance of this? Look, there are people who have studied this for years, brilliant scholars who have studied this for years, and they can tell you everything. They can even take the Greek apart, you know, for what I'm talking about right now. They could tell you every little which word. But you know what the problem is? They don't understand the significance of it. They don't understand why it is so important. Perhaps you're here asking the question today, why would this pastor spend an entire message just talking about this? You know what the problem is? The problem is you have never known the work of the Spirit of God convicting you of your rebellion. The beauty and joy of what you're hearing today is the very reason you're sitting here. The very reason you are here at this very moment in the divine determination of God, the very reason that you are hearing a message just such as this is God calls people to Himself through the gospel, through the good news of Jesus Christ. When the Lord Jesus Christ, in another prayer in John chapter 17, was describing those of you who are believers here in this room today, He said, I pray not only for them, but for those who will receive by their word. Those who will come to me, He says, verse 20 of John 17. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. What I'm doing this morning for every Christian here is saying, folks, will we present who God really is? The Bible tells us here that Jesus Christ paid the penalty. Look what it says in verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, when they were pricked in their heart, when they were convicted, then Peter said unto them, repent. What's repentance? Repentance is a change of mind that results in a change of action. It is a turning. It is turning from your sin to the Savior. In the words of what Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, it is turning to God and from idols, turning away from your wickedness. He says, repent. And let that repentance result in the kind that where you identify with Jesus Christ, you are also baptized. It's not the baptism itself that saves someone. The Bible doesn't teach that. It does teach that it's repentance, being reconciled to that great God in such a way that you say, I want to identify myself with Jesus Christ. What does the Bible say as a result of that kind of repentance? Look what it says in verse 38. For the remission of sins. The word remission means a wiping away. You know what Jesus Christ is willing to do? Jesus Christ is willing to accept rebels who come to Him and wipe away their sins. There's the good news. There's the good news. If today you deny you are in rebellion to God as an unbeliever, you see no need of this. You see no need for your sins to be wiped away. But if by the amazing grace of God today, look what it says, by the way, in verse 39, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Ladies and gentlemen, if you hear this message today, you are really listening to this message. God is calling you, even this very moment. He is calling you to Himself in order that you may glorify the Lord. The C in your outline is Christ paid the penalty. The E is embrace Christ today. That's what He was saying to them. Repent. It's time to repent. And just for a moment, I'd like to talk to the Christians in this room. If you are today a believer, I would like to ask you, to whom have you given this good news? Who has heard this good news from you? My suspicion is that I'm talking to a number of people who say, well, you know, I feel like I've really messed up. I feel like I've made some poor choices, and I've done some things that really hurt my testimony, and I just didn't take the time to study this like I ought to have studied it, For a number of reasons that we could all talk about, you say, I've just really failed. Here's wonderful news for you. What we are looking at today is powerful preaching by a former failure. It is powerful preaching by a former failure if you say today, I have failed in the very same ways that Peter did. And we looked at those. He lashed out. He cursed them out. He ran out. He fled out. He chickened out. He did all kind of everything, every which way. You know what God did through him? In a truly amazing way, God filled him with his Spirit, and he proclaimed this wonderful good news of Jesus Christ. And 3,000 people trusted Jesus Christ. Can I ask you today, would you sign on to this? Would you, as a former failure, you say, I'm still failing. All right, go back and get some of the earlier messages out, work through them again, keep working. The Lord's not done with us. You know, it's like Samson we talked about, the hair of his head began to grow again. Still hope for so many. You say, but I really, 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 really failed. Look, Romans 5:20, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. God is not done with you yet. I'd just like to ask you, what if? What if this congregation gained a new, wonderful appreciation for what it is to be genuinely filled with God's Holy Spirit and began to testify, began to exalt the glory of God, and over and in contrast to that, present the rebellion of man and the awful penalty for that rebellion, but that Christ paid the penalty, and the need is to embrace Christ today. I believe we would be looking at some of the finest days, the greatest days that Calvary Baptist Church has ever known. Lord willing, this Tuesday evening, I'm going to take you to a text that illustrates what happens when people like you and me get serious about doing this. I believe these are some of the most exciting days that we have ever seen in the history of Calvary Baptist Church. I believe I can prove that to you. But for a moment before I end this message, I need to speak to every individual in this room. Are you at this moment in rebellion against the glory of God? God knows. You can fool this preacher. Boy, everybody can fool me. I'm really easily fooled. I want to believe the best. I love believes all things. When people tell me things, you're not fooling God. God knows. God knows. He knows who you are. He's the God of heaven and the God of earth. He knows you. Don't remain in rebellion against this glorious God. He's the one who makes his enemies his footstool. The awful penalty for your rebellion will take you to hell and the lake of fire. There is no good reason for anyone to leave this room this morning without embracing the Christ who died on that cross for your sins. And I challenge you this day, make this the day. Person after person after person after person after person could stand up. I could point to them. They could stand up and say, here's when I trusted Jesus Christ. Here's when I embraced Jesus Christ. For me, I was 15 and a half years of age. Person after person after person in this room could say, I used to be in rebellion against that glorious God, but no more. I've embraced Him. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. My friend, why not you and why not now?
Thank you for joining us for Glimpses of Calvary. This is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church, 2000 Broad Avenue in Findlay, Ohio, 45840. That address again is 2000 Broad Avenue, Findlay, Ohio, 45840. Please join us again each weekday at this same time as we look for Glimpses of Calvary.